Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's the chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing great.
Thanks for agreeing to be with me today. You had big news last week. You made another acquisition in a long string of acquisitions. You bought what's known today as B Carpet, but what's been known for a long time is Burtco Carpet, which is a Dalton-based carpet company. Last time we estimated their sales, we had them at about $10 million in sales, and you bought them last week for $2.3 million, right?
Correct, Kemp, and their sales were a little less than 10, but they've been over 10 in the past as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about just a little bit of their past. Looks like just from me doing a little digging around and looking at some of our old issues of Floor Focus, it looks like that a gentleman by the name of Burton Brown got into the business in 1979. He was actually a lawyer who'd been trained at Emory University and had a nice practice in Rossville, Georgia, just on the Georgia line in south of Chattanooga, and got into the business, got into it by making an arrangement with a mill in Belgium. He was buying 5/64th gauge velour carpet, and it was dyeable. He was bringing it over here and printing patterns and making some affordable carpet for the hospitality market. That's kind of how he got started. And then somewhere along the lines, he got hooked up with Bob Kokoska, and I think that's where things really took off. And at one point, they were like state of the practice. If you had a country club and you were looking to put carpet in, Burtco was one of the places that you considered buying your carpet. Is that the way you understand it?
Burtco had an excellent reputation. They obviously had a great capability, the Tapestron technology. And Bob Kokoska did a great job of running the manufacturing side and leading that business for a number of years. And you're right, in the hospitality arena, they were extremely well known and respected.
Yeah. So you brought up the Tapestron. Let's talk about that for a quick second. From what I can tell, and my knowledge is anecdotal, but as you know, the major companies in tufting technology are CMC, Cardman Row, Tufco, Cobble. And this other technology, Tapestron, some people said was as close to the woven look in a tufted format that you could get. The only downside was is that it didn't run as fast as these other technologies. Is that what you understood?
Well, there's no question. It's much less productivity,
Yeah. Slower
production.
Right.
But the look is more of a woven look and comes very close to the woven looks that in the upper-end hospitality that have been so well-respected and used for so many years.
Yeah. So just to fill a gap, from 2009 to today, Elizabeth Moore, who was Burton Brown's daughter, took over as the head of it, and she had an interesting history in the commercial flooring market herself. She'd been with Horizon Mohawk. She'd been with Interface, Bentley, Amtico, and then had started her own sales organization out of Atlanta. And then she came in and she changed the name of Burtco to B Carpet. And they've still had a presence in the hospitality market and focused in wool and solution dyed nylon. And then you come along and buy them.
Certainly Elizabeth Moore has a great experience in the industry, varied background, but a real understanding of the hospitality business. She also has brought Leslie Temples in as Vice President of Sales and Marketing, and she has added to the depth in that area.
Leslie, just to mention, she came from Shaw Hospitality, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
In addition to them, we will be keeping Bob Kokoska on a consulting agreement for a period of time to help us as we transition into operating this Tapestron equipment, which he knows so well. Looking forward to working with all of them.
So you do acquire the equipment, you acquire the plant, which is in Chickamauga, Georgia, and you also acquire this talent. Like you say, Elizabeth has a very well-rounded background, and from a manufacturing perspective, Bob Kokoska also is an asset to you.
Absolutely. And as I said, we're really trying to put all the pieces together right now and exactly how it's going to be organized. But basically, we feel like what this does for us is it enhances our offering to the hospitality trade.
Right.
As you may recall, we formed a joint venture with Desso earlier in the year, and through that have access to woven carpet, and this will enhance that offering as well.
Just to mention, I went to the Hospitality Design Show in Las Vegas this year, and you had a joint booth there that was half Desso and half Masland, and one half of the booth was woven, and then the other half was tufted. It was some gorgeous stuff. And B Carpet was in another space, so I guess next year in Vegas, the three of you will be together.
I would assume so.
I guess it's probably too early to tell whether or not you'll still maintain any of that branding or whether you'll bring that together.
No, those decisions have not been made yet, but yeah. Obviously we have a lot of people who've been involved in making and selling Burtco and B Company products, and we want to do everything we can to enhance that and to grow the business.
Well, congratulations again. And like I've said, just a reminder real quick, you bought Atlas earlier this year, and you acquired Robotex Mills.
Yeah, we have added Robotex, and on the commercial side, we have added Atlas, this Desso joint venture, and now B Carpet in the last little over a year. So it's been an active period. Our commercial carpet business was not as large as our residential, but now with these acquisitions, we'll be spending a little time trying to put them all together in the way that makes the most sense. And obviously, wool will be a significant part of that going forward as well.
Just one last question before we part here. As you look at 2014 and you look at the business conditions right now, how do you see things?
Kemp, I think the business as we see it today for the industry seems to be pretty flat. The industry numbers indicate that. Visiting with retailers and other organizations, it seemed to indicate the same thing. Our business, as we indicated earlier this quarter, is up, but not as much maybe as it was in the second quarter.
Right.
However, a year ago in the third quarter, our sales were up 37%, so it's a pretty high bar to have to cross.
You're chasing some strong year-over-year numbers. Yep.
We are, but we think the upper end of the market is doing well. And clearly, with the stock market where it is, with consumer confidence where it is, the high end does tend to do well, and we've been fortunate to be in the high end or the upper end of the carpet market, both residentially and commercially.
All right, Dan. I appreciate you spending time with us. You've been listening to Dan Frierson, the chairman of the Dixie Group, and Kemp Haar and Floridelli.net.